From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're joining us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend John Greer.
Once again, I want to draw your attention to the book of Exodus 12 and the verse 13, to the opening words of that verse, "The blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you." Now, the historical setting here is very clear. It concerns the preparation that was made for the infliction of the final plague upon the land of Egypt. Through a succession of plagues, the Lord prepared the way for the exodus of his people. And the final judgment that was brought upon the Egyptians was the slaughter of the firstborn. The people of Israel were in that land, and therefore there had to be for them a way of escape. And God himself appointed that way of escape by having them take a lamb and kill it and apply its blood to the doorposts and the lintels of their homes. And when the Lord saw the blood, as our text tells us, he says, "I will pass over you." And he said this, "The blood shall be to you for a token." And the word token means sign. And I put it out to you that this is really the only sign that God gives in the Bible to sinners with regard to the welfare and the well-being of the soul. Man, being what he is, would seek after a sign from the Lord. He would want me to have a dream or a vision or a kind of an excitement, a sensational feeling. He would like some stupendous event even to happen in his life, and he feels that if this were the case, then he would know that all is well with his soul. But the Lord says that the only sign that he gives concerns the death of his own son. In Matthew 12, as we noted, Christ himself said that the only sign that's given to men is the sign of the prophet Jonas, which was, of course, a clear pointer to the death of Christ, his burial, his resurrection. Just as Jonas was put for 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, so the Lord Jesus Christ died, but then rose again. And that is God's sign. And therefore, it is Christ's redemptive work. It is the victory of the cross, and all that it means, encapsulated here in these words, "The blood shall be to you for a token." That is the sign that God gives to man, and that God presents to them in the Scriptures, not in some visible way, not through an audible voice, but in the Scriptures of truth. And what we're seeing here in Exodus 12 is that this blood that was appointed by the Lord to be for a sign is the blood of the Passover lamb. That little lamb that was killed at the Passover was, of course, a pointer to Christ. We read in 1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And therefore we know from the Scriptures that Christ is the Lamb of God, appointed by the Father. Indeed, we have noticed here that the way of salvation through the Lamb is selected by God himself. And therefore, anyone who will not submit or yield to God's appointed way of salvation is most surely going to perish. So we come back to this line of thought today, and we notice here that in these details about the Passover lamb, there's also a reminder of the sinlessness of God's lamb. In verse 5, we are shown that the lamb had to be without blemish. And that expression, without blemish, is often used in the Scriptures with regard to the ceremonial sacrifices. And again, it was a divine requirement. In Hebrew, the words without blemish are one, and they literally mean perfect or complete. So the lamb for the Passover had to be perfectly or completely healthy, sound in body, free from disease or wound or mark, and that also applied inwardly as well as outwardly. And we are given the proof of that in the fact that when the priest of Israel made the sacrifice, he always cut the victim in pieces and examined its inward parts to ensure that it had no blemish or no spot. So both outwardly and inwardly, the sacrifice had to be without blemish. And the fulfillment of that feature in this type is clearly seen in our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter 1, we read in verses 18 and 19 of the precious blood of Christ by which men are redeemed. And it goes on to say in those verses that he is the Lamb without blemish and without spot. That means that every way we take Christ, there is no fault in him. There is no sin in him. He is impeccably sinless. The person, the nature, the being of the God-man, the outward life of Jesus Christ, all are infinitely pure and therefore well-pleasing to God in his absolute righteousness and his inflexible justice. And that perfection of character is, of course, the basis of all that Christ does for sinners. Christ could only be the Lamb for men, die for men, on the basis of his own impeccability, his own sinlessness. And therefore, it is in Christ that this perfection is found, and in no other. I want you to think about that. The only sacrifice that satisfies God is the once and for all sacrifice of the impeccable God-man when he gave himself without spot at the place called Calvary. And you see, that brings us then to think about the slaying of God's lamb. Because the Passover lamb was taken and was set apart for a number of days. It was then killed, we are told, in the evening, which once more reminds us of the death of Jesus Christ, because Christ died in the evening of that day at Calvary. We're also shown here that that little lamb, when it was killed, was roast with fire, pointing to the tremendous suffering of Christ in his death. He was slain under the fiery wrath of God. He tasted the bitterness of being cut off under the stroke of divine judgment. But in this text and its context, the focus is on the shedding of the blood. And it says in verse 7, "And they shall take of the blood." That is, in being slain, the lamb's blood was shed, pointing to the great truth that's spelled out in Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood is no remission. Christ's death, the slaying of God's lamb, necessarily involved the shedding of his blood, because divine wisdom had decreed that by the blood of the sacrifice the gospel covenant would be sealed and all its blessings secured, and sinners therefore given a firm basis on which to seek from God the pardon that they need. Matthew 26:28, Christ says, "This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for the remission of sins." Get it clearly into your mind, dear sinner. It is by the shed blood of God's Lamb that there is any hope for your soul and its eternal well-being. And therefore, in the blood of the Passover Lamb, we see the blood of Jesus Christ typified. Notice here then that the blood of the Passover Lamb had to be applied. The Lord told his people that the blood was given to be a token upon the houses. Therefore, it had to be applied to their homes. Indeed, God had stipulated that. In verse 7 and verse 22, we read that the blood was to be applied to the side posts and then the lintel. Now, what is being taught here is clear. That is, the merits or saving value of Christ's blood must be applied to the soul. It was not enough that the blood of the Passover lamb was shed. It had to be sprinkled on the sideposts and lintels of their doorways. Now that fact stresses the need for the merits of the blood of Christ to be applied to the sinner. And we find in the New Testament many verses that clearly give the evidence that the merits of the blood of Christ are applied to the trusting soul. Romans 5:11 says, "Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." My friend, the atonement is made by the blood of Christ. And the reception of the atonement is a reference to the sinner personally and actually benefiting from the saving value of Christ's death. The New Testament speaks of being justified, washed, cleansed, redeemed, reconciled, sanctified, all by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that language denotes the real and the individual application of the merits of Christ's blood to the soul. But you see, the application of the merits of Christ's blood is by the instrumentality of faith. We find here that faith was symbolized in a very definite way, and that is, the blood was applied to the doorpost and to the lintel, but on the outside. And therefore the Israelite who was in the home could not see the sprinkled blood. Yet he believed, he trusted that it had been applied and had been stricken on the outside of the home, so that when the death angel came he would be spared. And in that very fact, that by faith he took it, that the blood was applied, we are shown that we are to rest by faith in the unseen Christ and in the unseen merits of his own precious blood. 1 Peter 1 verse 2 refers to obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. The word obedience there is with reference to faith, because it is by faith that the gospel's directions are obeyed and its benefits are received. Ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. And therefore, my friend, come by faith alone, rest in the work of Christ, receive the merits of the blood applied to your heart, and God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, I will not destroy you, I will receive you, I will give you that eternal well-being. My friend, come and wash in the fountain opened, and plunge beneath its crimson tide.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.